या बिहारी। जायो राधा माधव या बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णु पाद ब्रह्म स्वराज स्वान गिरीश ऐसी भक्ति विदांत स्वामी के रूप पाद। जय ओम विष्णुवान तुला पृष्ठ भक्ति सिद्धांत की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय। नमचार प्रेम से कहो से कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वित गदाधर श्रीवासद गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी वर्धन की जय। ब्रजवंश वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा जमुना माई की जय। श्रीमती भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी भगवान की जय। निदाय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि गो। And in the book, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एट्थ कैंटो चैप्टर एट entitled The Churning of the Milk Ocean, text number 2. Tam Agnihotre Rishayaha Jugruhu Brahmavadinaha Jagyasya Devayanasya मेधयाय हविषे नृप। ताम अग्निहोत्री ऋषयो, ताम अग्निहोत्रीं ऋषयो जगृहु ब्रह्मवादिनः यज्ञस्य देवयानस्य मेधयाय हविषे नृप। मेध्याय हविषे नृप। ताम अग्निहोत्रीं ऋषयो जगृहु ब्रह्मवादिनः यज्ञस्य देवयानस्य मेध्याय हविषे नृप। ताम अग्निहोत्रिम ऋषयो जगृहो ब्रह्मवादिनः यज्ञस्य देवयानस्य मिध्याय हविषे नृप दैट काउ अग्निहोत्रिम एब्सोल्युटली नेसेसरी फॉर द प्रोडक्शन ऑफ योगर्ट मिल्क एंड घी टू ऑफर एन ऑब्लेशन इन द फायर ऋषयः सेजेज who perform such sacrifice, Jagruhu took in charge, Brahmavadinaha because such sages know the Vedic literature, ceremonies, Jagyasya of sacrifice, Devayanasya, which fulfills the desire to be elevated to the higher planetary system and to Brahmaloka. Medhaya, fit for offering oblation. Havisse, for the sake of pure clarified butter. Nripa, O King. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O King Parikshit, great sages who were completely aware of the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, took charge of that Surabhi cow, which produced all the yogurt, milk, and ghee absolutely necessary for offering oblations into the fire. They did this just for the sake of pure ghee, which they wanted for the performance of sacrifice to elevate themselves to the higher planetary system up to Brahmaloka. Parvat. Surabhi cow are generally found on the Vaikuntha planets. As described in Brahma Samhita, Lord Krishna on his planet Goloka Vrindavan engaged in tending the Surabhi cow, Surabhir Avipalayantam. The cows are the Lord's pet animals. From the Surabhi cows, one can take as much milk as one needs. And we may milk this cow as many times as he desires. In other words, the Surabhi cow can yield milk unlimitedly. Milk is necessary for the performance of yajna. Sages knew how to use milk to elevate human society to the perfection of life. Since cow protection is recommended everywhere in the Shastra, the Brahmavadi took charge of the Surabhi cow, in which the demon were not very interested. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjini Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamusu Purusam Bhukte gunan sodasya sodasatmakam Solam krishishtam bhagavan bachansime Gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalaye Krishnaya krishna bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo namaha Vancha kalpatarubhyasya Kripa sindhubaye macha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha He Krishna karuna sindho Dina bandho jagat Bhate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadaya Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschat Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this purport gives the mood of Srila Prabhupada. We see in earlier verse, if you go on the verse-wise, it only says that after Lord Shiva drank the poison, the demons and demigod, they got their energy back and encouragement to churn the ocean. And they started churning forcefully with all their strength and enthusiasm. A result of that appeared a cow known as Surabhi. Just only this much, appeared a cow known as Surabhi. And Prabhupada talks about this Surabhi. He didn't touch the rest of the thing. He touched about the importance of the cow. Now, the importance of the cow has been described literally in this verse. What is the cow meant for? And why the sages who knew the importance of the cow, they took it. And then again, Prabhupada writes in the purport again about the importance of cow. Specifically, he gives the importance of the Surabhi cow, the cow which came out from the churning of the ocean is known as Kamadhenu or Surabhi. Now, different shastra describes about Kamadhenu or Surabhi differently. Mahabharata describes that she was the daughter of Daksha Prajapati and she got married to Kashyap, and from her their other children were born like Nandini, Kapila, buffalo, horses and so on. Same way, there is a description in Brahman Purana, Harivansh Purana and other scripture, something like of this. But here, we must know that Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami spoke, is not only from one millennium, it is from different millennium. So we'll stick to this section, and that is here the Surabhi has appeared from the ocean. Now the description of Surabhi is given in two ways. One, that Surabhi bodily feature is totally white, and she has all the demigod residing on her body. Other feature of Surabhi is given that she is a cow, but she has a face like human being. On her tail, to cover her tail, there is a tail like peacock feather. Like peacock, and then tail is there. The Surabhi cow has been described many places indifferently. The famous one we know about Jamdagni Rishi, that he had the Surabhi cow, and once Kartikeya Virja Arjun or Sahasravahu, he were traveling and he arrived at the ashram of sage Jamdagni. Other thing talks about Surabhi, that Surabhi can produce and protect. The cows can protect us. Not only, you know, emotionally, but spiritually and physically also. Surabhi, I mean, different scripture describes differently, that when Sahasravahu Arjun or Kartikeya Virja Arjun came, Surabhi arranged a beautiful arrangement for their stay in the hermit of Jamdagni. And she arranged for their lodging and boarding and everything. And while going, the king became attracted to Surabhi and he wanted to Surabhi. And he asked for Surabhi, and in return he was ready to give anything. But Jamdagni was not ready to trade the cow. So he refused. So there are different ways the story goes. One goes that he killed Jamdagni and he took the calf, because cow are very attached to their calf. So he took the calf, and later on Parshuram came and he did whatever he did, you know. But other place like Harivansh Purana and other places describes that the Surabhi, she defeated Kartikeya Birj Arjun and she left after he killed Jamdagni and he wanted to snatch her. She fought and she defeated, and then she left. But unfortunately her calf was kidnapped by Kartikeya Birj Arjun. The other pastime of Vishwamitra and Vasishtha. Vasishtha also had Surabhi cow, Kamdheni cow. And as you know, Vishwamitra was a Kshatriya king. So he also came, and he was also taken care by Surabhi. She arranged everything for him. And then king had a senapati or commander-in-chief. His name was Chitragupta, Chandragupta. And Chandragupta was attracted to Surabhi. And he proposed that, let us take. So Vishwamitra was very pious king that way. And he again wanted to trade, and he was ready to give any wealth, anything to Vasishtha. Vasishtha happened to be Brahmarishi, and he refused. He was one of the Saptarishi also. He refused. I'll come back. The Brahmabhadinaha is plural number. So Brahmabhadina means the seven rishis, and Vasishtha is one of them. Jamdagni is one of them. Surabhi stays with these people, who are the seven sages, Atri, Vasishtha, Jamdagni, etc. So Vishwamitra, when he saw that he is not bunching or he is not giving, as Kshatriya, he wanted to exercise his power. And by force, he was taking. And Surabhi defeated him. Miserably he got defeated. And that defeat changed his life. He made up his mind that he wants to have Surabhi in his life. And for that, he wanted to become Brahmavadi, Brahmarshi. So thereafter, he renounced his kingdom and he went to perform the tapasya and hot knot. Till today, he is trying to become Brahmavadi, just for Surabhi. Just for Surabhi. So Surabhi or the cows in general are very, very close to us. There are seven kind of majar, and one of each cow we call mata. The word mata means, ma means snort, and ta means tap or any kind of distress. So wherever mata is there is no distress, there is no calamity. To prove this statement, Brahma told to Indra in Bhagavatam, when Indra has insulted his spiritual master, Brihaspati, and he was defeated by the demons who were protected by a Brahmana, Sukracharya. Then Brahma, then Indra, aided by all the demigods, he approached Brahma and he said whatever happened. And Brahma was disappointed and he told Indra that what you have done, you were too much in sense gratification that even you didn't notice your spiritual master, who is your protector. Because of his mercy, you are surviving. And look, now he had it all, his mercy, and where you are on a street. So there, one sloka is there, and the half of that is, Na bhavanti hi abhadrani go govinda viprasevaya. Wherever there is a service rendered to go, means cow, govinda means Krishna, and vipra means brahmana or Vaishnava. Na bhavanti hi abhadrani. There cannot be any abhadra or any calamity or any disturbance. So today people in general are suffering. Their life has become unauspicious because we are not serving the couch, Vaishnava and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized this three things in his lifetime. And not only he said in word, but he also worked in action. He taught how to serve Govinda by establishing beautiful temples and high standard of deity worship. ISKCON is the guru of deity worship in the world. Even people in general, they come to our temple and when they see it, wow, that's their mood. And many people like Swami Narayan and others, now they are imitating ISKCON in different way. And one of these is deity worship. Gaudiya Math is there. They dress the deity once a week, like something like that. But we dress twice a day. It's not a statue. It's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We offer 7 times bhoga, 6 times arti we do. We have new dress for the festivals. We spend so much money for the flower and what not. The highest standard, Prabhupada said in deity worship, 2 things are very important. Cleanness and punctuality. And we see in our ISKCON, our temple is very clean. So Govinda Sevaya, how to serve Govinda, Prabhupada taught us. Vipra Sevaya or Vaishnava Seva, also we learn from Prabhupada. As soon as we see Vaishnava, we offer our respectful obeisances. Vancha kalptarubhyasya kripa sindhu vimocha patitanam pavanabhyo Vaishnava bhyo namo namaha. We offer our obeisances to Vaishnava. Mentally, physically, every way we serve Vaishnava. And then go seva. Prabhupada introduced the farm community. In one of the lectures, Prabhupada was talking about Nirvrindavan. And you hear the lecture again and again, and you'll see how happy he was when he was talking. He was very happy. And proudly he was saying that we have so many cows, we get so much milk, and from that milk we make butter, cheese, you know, ghee, and so on and so forth. So Prabhupada kept talking. So Prabhupada introduced the farm community or cow production. Our particular cows are known as Mata, the protector. Na bhavanti hi abhadrani. There cannot be unauspiciousness where there be service of cow goes on. So Surabhi protected, you know, all these people or whoever takes care of the cows. There is a nice example, nice actually a story, it's true story, itihas, I'll say. Once, some city boy from Bombay or from Chicago anyway, they went to village and they saw herd of the cows. So when they saw the cows, the first time they have gone to village. In city, if you ask the boy in Bombay today, where from you get the milk? He'll say from dairy. They don't know you get it from the cows, right? So for them, cow was something extraordinary. So one boy, he asked to one of his friend, oh my dear friend, can you please tell me, why do we address cow as mata, go mata? So all the boys, they started looking at each other. So one boy said, because we get milk from her, so we call her mata. He said, so as we get milk from buffalo, we don't call bhains mata. We get milk from the goat, we don't call bakri mata. Why do we call only go mata? So all the boys, they had no answer. They had no answer. So one villager was passing by, and they asked the villager. They asked the villager, please, we have a question. Can you answer our question today? What is your question? He said, our question is that why do you call cow as go mata? The cows are never addressed as animal. Unfortunately, we don't have English word, so we call animal. But in Vedic Shastra, cows are called mata, go mata. Wherever cow is addressed, is called go mata. Sometimes only mata, not even go mata. That's our Vedic culture. Not animal. They are mata. They are protector. So, this farmer, he said, well, I do not know why we call go mata according to a scripture. But I can tell with my experience. And he was giving the experience that how once in rainy season. See, earlier, the system of protecting cow was of this way. What they used to do? See, everybody maintained a cow. Prabhupada said, this is the way to be happy. If a man has a cow and 2 acre land, he is the happiest man. Right? That's the Prabhupada quote is there. So earlier, everybody had cows at their home. And the system was so nice, whether he is Brahman, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, or even Sudra, they served the cow. They kept the cow at their home. Now, how to maintain the cow? How to take care of the cows? So one person from village, his job was to take care of the cows. So what he will do? He has 5-6 cows. He will take his cow and walk on the street, and everybody will leave their cow. So all the cow comes together. It becomes a herd of 50 or 100 cows. And end of the month, everybody gives him rice, dal, or end of the year, whatever, rice, dal. So his occupation was Goraksha. Not Krishi, Goraksha. And one who was busy in Krishi, they used to give him his necessity. One who was barber, he used to come and do, you know, hajam, everything, shaving or, you know, beard or all these things. One who is a washerman, he will wash the cloth, free of charge, nothing charging. And in return, this person will take care of the cow. So throughout the year, the cow, they stay at home of the household. But in 4 months of rainy season, the man who takes care of the cow, he takes the whole herd to the forest. It was going on till at least I remember 30, 40 years back. Even they had to walk 20 miles, 30 miles. There are no mountain everywhere. They had to walk for a month. Take thousands of cow, hundreds of cow, and go in the forest. And after 4 months, they bring all the cow back. And this description is given in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 20. when description of autumn season, this is autumn season, right, in India. So the description of autumn season comes, and Sukhdev Goswami mentioned this very clearly, that just as the cows were gone out of the home, in autumn season, they all come back in their home. Same way, the saintly person who were confined for 4 months one place, they move out and go out and preach. So this word has been used there. So I'm just coming back here. So that farmer, he said, once I took all the cows, the herd of the cows, went to the forest. I have cow, I had buffalo, I had goat, I had horses. All the, you know, the household animal were there. He said, one day I was there and one tiger wanted to attack me. When the lion roared, all the other animals flew. Buffalo ran away, goat ran away. But the cows, they surrounded me. They surrounded me, putting their horn towards the lion. And when the lion saw that I was surrounded by the cow, protected by a cow, the lion went away. So, the Mata means protector, and here they are who are protecting. So they are protector. The cow is protector. So nobody can harm. Cow takes care of 4 persons. One cow takes care of 4 persons. She takes care of herself, her maintainer, a guest, and her child. 4 persons. The cow's milk, even scientists, they have agreed, right? The cow milk is first-class milk for our fertile brain. If we drink cow milk, we get first-class brain. If you get buffalo milk, you'll get buffalo brain. You know the difference between buffalo and cow? When you come in India, you'll see. On the highway, when you are driving, you'll find some buffalo also on highway. And cow also on highway. But you honk, you horn, the cow will flee, go here and there. But buffalo is walking very nicely. Buffalo is not bothered. You know, you have to take one side and go. Buffalo will not move from there. There's no brain. They forget very easily. If you take a buffalo and live in even 5 kilometers, she'll forget her master home. But cow, even if you live 20 kilometers, she'll find her master home and come back. And this is, this is only we read and heard, but I have my personal experience. In Kanpur, we have over 80-90 cows and calf. Beautiful cows you have. Gir cow, Saiwal, and Thar. There are 3 best cow available in India who gives more milk. Like Gir cow gives 18 to 20 liter milk per day. So is Saiwal. The Gir comes from Girnar of Gujarat, of Saurashtra, where Somnath temple is there, Dwarka, that side. And then Saiwal, they come from Haryana and Punjab. And then the Thar Parker, they come from the desert of Rajasthan, known as Thar Desert. Half part in Pakistan and half in India after Jodhpur. So we have three kind of cows. So Thar Parker, they look very beautiful. They don't give that much milk as Saiwal and Gir, but look why they're very beautiful, well built, you know, beautiful horn. They remind of Surabhi. The description of Surabhi is the horn of the Surabhi has Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. The bottom part is Lord Shiva, the middle part is Vishnu, and the top part is Brahma. And then the forehead, described as Goloka or Vaikuntha Loka or spiritual world. So this Tharparkar cow, if you see, if you see the Tharparkar, you really feel so beautiful. And they also look ferocious, but they are not that ferocious. They are very sweet. So much sweet they are that we have one, our vice president, Radharanjan Prabhu. He goes to Tharparkar and says, and she comes and gives kiss to him. So sweet sage. So one of our donor and devotee, he liked the Tharparkar calf. And he was really begging, please sell me. I said, the devotee said, we cannot do anything, we'll ask Prabhuji. They asked me, I said, no question of selling any this thing. So he said, okay, you don't sell me, you give me, I want to maintain, I want to serve this. And there was also not cow, just a bull. He wanted a bull. So he said, okay, you know what to do. Then we got the stamp paper, an agreement signed that he will take care, and if he cannot take care, he will return back or this thing. So he was very happy. He took to his farm. His farm was like 10-15 kilometers away. He took the farm, the calf, small, beautiful calf, and night time the calf ran away. For 1 week he was looking for everywhere, and finally he came. Before he came, the calf had already come to us. So many kilometers away, but the calf came back to us. And he was very worried that he had signed on a stamp paper, everything, what will happen. So I think that the cows are very beneficial in many ways. Even the science has proven that if somebody has blood pressure or sugar, you go every morning and put your hand on the body of the cow every day like this, your blood pressure will go down. And the cows are so familiar, so sweet. I have my first-hand experience. You all please come to Kanpur, I invite you, or come to Juhu, we'll take you to the farm. And you can be so friend. Anybody who is very meek and humble, we call them in Hindi, "Oh, to gai ke saman hai," like cow. Cow is the significant of the meek and humbleness. So medically, if you drink the cow milk, first class brain tissue you get. And wealth-wise also, if anybody wants to become wealthy, gavena dhanaman, not bank balance sin dhanaman, not by bank balance one become dhanaman, but gavena dhanaman. Nand Baba was the king. He had 900,000 cows. Not one to 900,000 cows. So they are their real wealth. Anybody can take the milk from the cows if you have friendship with cow. In Kanpur, we had one cow. She is no more. She passed away. She used to feed any other calf. Even one day a dog, he came and he was sucking her breast. And she was very nicely feeding the dog. So the cow has many more. And of course, wherever they are, all the demigod, they reside. And then area is very sanctified. When their cow, they live. Again, I'm just giving my experience. Sometime when I go in Gosala and I chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Very nice concentration is there. Chanting among the cow, with the cows, you'll find a lot of sadhu sangha or concentration. Unspoken. Then, of course, the cow dung and cow urine, which is so nice, antiseptic. Now, talk about the cow milk. and all other product of the cow milk. So that's what this verse talk about. So here he said, Tam Agnihotra Sayo. According to Varnashram system, the Brahmanas are the head of society. Why they are head of society? Because they know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the head. May it be a small boy, a woman, a man, young man, old man, anybody. We have seen in our life, if our small boy, a small devotee, he puts nice tilak, kanti, and chants Hare Krishna, and he goes in public and says, oh, Swamiji Hare Krishna, Swamiji Hare Krishna. He becomes head immediately. Everybody bow down to him. Because he worshiping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. The cows are means to serve Krishna. The Surabhi, the means to serve Krishna. And what are the means? That Agnihotrim, all the ingredients which meant for Agnihotrim. Remember, this is the pastime from Satyuga and Golden Age. And that time, Jagya was going on. Tapa and Jagya were there. So the Brahmanas, they were doing the Jagya. Everybody was not allowed, but Brahmanas were allowed. So, all the Panchagabya and Panchamrit, both we use for our Abhishek, for the deity, comes from the cow. Cow urine, cow dung, ghee, milk, yogurt, very important, five things, comes from the cows. And while they are living, they are beneficial. They are bringing all the benefit to the maintainer. Even after death, after they die, their bones become fertilizer. It's good for crop. And their skin is used for making shoes or whatnot. Of course, nowadays those things are gone. Nobody is taking care of the cows. Rather, they say cow is the burden. But the rishis, as soon as they saw the cows, they understood the importance of this Kamdhenu or Surabhi. Tam Agnihotra Sayo Jagraho Brahmavadinaha. This Brahmavadi, the seven saintly person or seven rishis, Sapta Rishi, they accepted. Jagruha means welcome. They welcome. Prabhupada in the purport he said, the demon they didn't welcome. Because they don't want to serve, they want to eat the cows. So they don't care for the cows. One should not maintain a cow for the milk. But one should serve the cow to get love of God, Krishna Prem. By serving cows, one can please Krishna. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Go Vindaya Namo Namaha. This cow is very intimate part of Krishna Leela. We see that how Krishna was hankering to go out and take care of the cows. Mother Yashoda didn't want it. He loved cow more than even Mother Yashoda, I can say. But she wanted to go. Mother Yashoda didn't want it. The gopis, they didn't want it, Krishna, to go. When they thought of Krishna, oh, what, how he will be, passing his time in forest. He must be getting hurt by, the thorn or a stone particle and so on and so forth. But Krishna was enjoying with the couch, uncovered man. So much so that when he became in Pogonda Lila, after 6 years, when he became 6 years, there a big ceremony was observed by Nanda Maharaj, that known as Gopastami. The day Krishna was going out to tend the cows. So Krishna knew the importance of the cow. They are very close associate of Krishna. And in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we hear that when Krishna was coming here, he told Jogmaya, please go to Gokul. Go, Gobhir Alankritam. The word has been used, go, Gobhir Alankritam. Means, go means Gwalbal, and Gobhir means cow. So specifically Krishna made that, you go to Gokul, and give, you know, the description of the Gokul, that Gokul is decorated with the cow, cowherd man, and gopi. The very word go means, go means earth, mother earth, go means senses, and go means cow. And of course, from this cow, I mean, they are so blessed by Krishna, and we read in Krishna book or Bhagavatam that how those cows, they loved Krishna. They loved Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan, when he was going to Mathura, all the cows, they were just crying, crying. They had given up eating. There was so much intense love for Krishna, and so had Krishna had love for the cows. He used to go on Kadam Ter and climb on the Kadamba tree and call all the cows by their name. So you can remember how much Krishna has love for the cows, that he remembered them by their name. And when Krishna called them by name, they put their tail up and running to Sri Krishna. What a great fortune this cow has. So this Brahmavadi, they knew the importance of the cow. So Jagriham means welcome them. Not accepted, not that they are forced to take it or anything like that. They welcome. So cow should be welcome. Cow should be welcome at home. Means provide first necessity of the cows. Earlier, the people in village, they had this thing. They had, what were their house? The same like this big, they will make one corner cow, other corner kitchen, and other is the bed, their bed. They slept. They slept with the cows. Not that they had separate house and the cow had gosala separately. No. So much love was there. Because they are not animal, they are mother. I mean, I just remember one more incident, that once there were talk that a cow and calf, both were looking same. Both were looking alike. Right? So question was asked, who is the mother and who is the child? Who is the mother and who is the child? So there are many people, they didn't know what answer is. So one boy, he went to his mother and he asked mother, my dear mother, can you tell how to discriminate? Because all these young boys, they had come to America to study. They didn't know, you know, that what is the difference between the cow and calf. So they went back and he asked his mother. He said, well, you do one thing. Don't give them food for a few days, the cow and calf. And after 3-4 days, give the food. So you'll find one will run and start eating the food, the grass. Another will simply watch. So one who is eating the food is the calf, and one who is watching is the mother. So that's a cow. That's a cow. That's a mother. Like mother wants to see. She may starve, but so she wants to see her children fed well. So we can go on talking about mother. lot of, I mean, fortunately last year I think I was on Mother's Day in Washington and they asked me to give lecture on Mother's Day. So I was just comparing. I think this Yashodanandan was there in the class that time and he just reminded me yesterday, Prabhu, we met in Chicago, Washington, we came together in the same flight and I gave a lecture on Mother's Day. I just remember the couch. Anyway, so the sages, they welcome the couch. Why they welcome? Jagasya devayanasyaha midhya havise nirpa. Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami is addressing to Maharaj Parikshit, who is the king. So it is duty of the king. The brahmana's duty is to take care of the cows and teach other how to take care of the cow. But the kshatriya duty is to protect the cow. And beside that, Sukhdev Goswami hinting, Parikshit, do you remember when Kali was attacking, you came to protect the same cow? Just trying to connect the reminding, you know, the how Kali was attacking the bull, Dharma. That also go prajati. So he said, my dear king, jagyasya devayanasya, they are fit for obligation, for to please the deva, means the supreme personality of Godhead. And Krishna is pleaded by the jagya. One must perform the jagya. And jagya is performed by this, you know, pure cow ghee. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, it is not possible to even perform jagya because we don't get cow ghee, pure cow ghee. So only jagya in Kali Yuga is the chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada also quotes that how this Surabhi cow is found in Goloka, the one of the verses of Brahma Samhita. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha lakshabritesh surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasta satasam brahma sibhyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami surabhir abhipalayantam. Krishna takes care of this Surabhi. Because this Surabhi cow has accepted Krishna as Lord and Master. In Bhagavatam, 10th canto, when Indra was defeated by Krishna, when he lifted Govardhan Hill, he was feeling ashamed to come to Krishna. But his mother, Aditi, she forced him, no, just go. Go and beg apology from Krishna. And he was feeling very embarrassed. How will I go? Why will I go? Indra had done this kind of blunder many times. But whenever he came with a support. He came with someone to support him. Just like even the case of Dadhichi, you know, he had cut the head of Dadhichi one point. But when time came with Vritrasur that only Dadhichi bones can help, so when he came with Ashwini Kumaraj first, you know. Same way here, Indra came and he knew that Krishna loves the cows. So he brought the mother of all the cows, Surabhi, as a protection. And as soon as Sanat Chakravarti Thakur mentioned that as soon as Surabhi saw Krishna, she was so happy to see Krishna and she chanted, Krishna Krishna Mahajogin Viswatmana Viswasambhava Bhavata Loka Nathena Sanatha Bayam Achyuta. O Achyuta, O infallible one, please be our protector from today on. Krishna Krishna Mahajogin. Viswatmana Viswasambhava. Bhavata Lokanathena. Please become our protector. So far we thought Indra is your protector. But look at Indra. Very question of protecting. He wanted to kill all the cows of Vrindavan by heavy rain. And you came to protect. You are the real protector. You have smashed Indra. You are the protector of all the protector. Parameshwara. So please, Bhavata Lokanathena Sanatha. Now we became Sanatha. We have a master. And you be our master. Indra was there. In front of Indra, Surabhi was saying this thing. And then of course, Surabhi bathed Krishna by her milk. Surabhi bathed Krishna by her milk. And therefore, the milk turned into a pond known as Govindkund. In Govardhan Prakrama, you find the Govindkund. That is the place where Surabhi bathed Krishna with her milk. So the Surabhi cows, as Prabhupada writes, they can give milk any time if they are happy. In Vrindavan, in our Gosala, we had one cow. And she used to give milk any time. Usually the cow, they need calf to give milk. But if the cows are happy, they can give milk any time. And many a time we see the picture of Lord Shiva and bathed by the cows. Same with Krishna. We know the story of Govindev, that when Sanatana Goswami has got Madan Mohan and Rupa Goswami did not had any deity, and by the order of their spiritual master to establish the lost places, the worship. And so he wanted to worship the Lord and he couldn't find. Then he saw the dream. And the Lord told him that where he is, he was hidden. So where is he? And he said, you do Parikrama, Govardhan, you do every Braj Parikrama and Vrindavan Parikrama. On the Parikrama Marg, you will see a place where a cow is standing and milk is pouring for her breast and she is bathing me. That's where I am. Rupa Goswami was doing Parikrama and sure enough he saw the cow. Then same thing I think in Tirupati also, Balaji also have same kind of story, that how the cow used to come and bathe Krishna every day. So the cow are the integral part of human society. So Prabhupada gave emphasis on cow protection. ISKCON is giving importance. And we all should be cow conscious. And when we are cow conscious, then we can become Krishna conscious. That's an indirect way to become Krishna conscious. Because cow are very, very important part in our spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Previously you were mentioning the cows are not referred to as animals.
In English?
Yeah. In Indian language. In English they're...
Janwar ya pasu shastro mein nahin kaha gaya hai. Gai ke liye. Hamesha mata.
Mata. So, in the Bhagavatam, in one particular verse, people who don't go to holy places to hear from the sages, says, Janeshu abhigyeshu saeva gokhara. So, khara, Prabhupada, it's asses, that's clear. But what is the particular reference for gokhara there? Is it because they're innocent and don't know? Or?
Yes. Prabhupada gave example of slaughterhouse. That one cow is being cut and you give a green grass to other cow, she is eating very nicely. She doesn't know that next turn is her turn. So they are so innocent. Because you know why? Because they are mother. I mean, I am afraid to tell this thing, but I will tell anyway. I will tell from here, not outside here. The woman and man. The man has intelligence and woman has heart. Because their mother, they have heart. And because of their large heart, big heart, always the heart takes over the intelligence. Not that they are no intelligent, but every time Prabhupada gives a lecture, he was talking about Indira Gandhi, you know, and he told that how no matter she can become the Prime Minister of India, but after all she is a woman. So her heart is the heart of the woman. And her intelligence will be, you know, shadow over by her womanly weakness of the heart. An example given by Mother Sita. She is the Jagat Janni. She is the consort of Lord Ramchandra. But when Ravana came, although Lakshmana has told her not to cross this, but still she did that. She went out of her way and thus she got cheated by Ravana. She got kidnapped by Ravana because of her, you know, weakness of her heart, womanly weakness. So the cows, they are mother. They are innocent. So in that contents, it's a Yoga Gokara.
Devakinandan Prabhu, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that the demons, they were not interested at all in Surabhi cow. And it's quite remarkable that such a valuable being, that demoniac society just can absolutely recognize the value of the cow. And we see that's the state of modern society, which is sort of demoniac. And so it's a very particularly remarkable thing that demons were so competitive, as you mentioned yesterday, that they disregarded the cow, even though, as you mentioned, you know, in so many different verses, that this great benefit comes from the cow. So how is it that when it's so obvious, then they can see like that? What is it that they don't see when they have that competitiveness of getting, you know, something valuable? And the intelligence too, to recognize valuable things. Demons, you know, have that type of thing.
So what is your question?
How is it that they cannot recognize?
Because we are not doing our duty. Our duty to go and preach the Vedic culture. The lack of Vedic culture today. The Vedic culture is going away day by day. And therefore, the demoniac culture is taking over. This is all demoniac culture. The slaughterhouse is demoniac culture. Cow protection is Vedic culture. The eating beef is demoniac culture. But drinking milk is Vedic culture. So we need to preach. We are in battlefield, Prabhu. We need to preach.
More than this context, in this context, this is the old Vedic time when Surabhi came. What is it about the demons that they did not recognize the value?
Because this demonic culture, their culture is different. Their culture is selfish culture. Demonic culture means selfish culture. And culture of Vedic culture is, you know, extended culture. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami gives us an example in Upadeshira Upakhyan, that how the demon and demigod, they are always fighting, who is superior, who is superior, who is superior. And they went to Brahma, and Brahma invited them to come for lunch. Right? So the demon and demigod both went for lunch. And it's all right. The nice arrangement of lunch is there. But there is a condition that you are going to tie your hand from here to here with a stick, from here to here, and this much is open, and you have to eat the whole thing tied, and you have to eat by this one, right? So everybody agreed. Then Brahma asked, so who is going to eat first? The demon said, of course we are superior, so we are going to eat first. So, all right, fine. The demigod agreed. How do you want to sit? Again, sitting. See, I mean, the whole thing is very scientific by the culture. And this is so, we are so much, we have forgotten. Earlier, for eating, there are path. Path mein log baithte the, right? Sitting in sequence, either this way or in circle or so on and so forth. Now anybody can sit any way and eat. Is there science to sit? How to sit? Sit down on the floor and everything. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. So the Brahma asked, how do you want to sit? Your sitting arrangement. They said, we will sit in a state like this. So they all sit down. Their hands were tied with a stick. This much was open. So all these things were served and they started eating. But they are throwing like this, coming in, because they could not bend it. So only throwing up and one or two coming in eyes and nose and mouth, something, some rice dal coming, you know. So the time passed. Time was up for them. So Brahma said, all right, now time has come for demigod. So he asked, demigod, how do you want to sit? They said, we will sit in circle. They sat in circle. And then what they are doing, one demigod, he took everything. He could not fold like this, but he can move like this. So he took, he mixed rice, dal, everything, whatever table was there. He took it, he put in his mouth, 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 ultimately came to the person who started. So this way, everybody was satisfied. That is called Vaidic culture. A demoniac culture is selfish. Throw and try to eat from here. So the demons, they are selfish. Therefore, they did not regard it. They didn't see. They couldn't foresee what will happen. How they can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are competitive with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They think that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham Bhokta. Balwan Sukhi. 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita said. Isvaro Aham Balwan Sukhi. I am Isvara. But this Brahmavadi, they know Krishna is Isvara. And the cows are for the pleasure of Isvara. So because of their cultural background, selfish nature, they didn't want to maintain the cow. Who's going to feed cow? And even now, because of the demoniac culture and Western civilization, people talk about cow, why, it's too much troublesome. Who's going to take a cow? You know, how will you maintain? There's no field anymore. You know, so many, it becomes like Himalayan mountain for them to take care of the cows. But it's very easy. Very easy to take care of the cows. But they have got demoniac brain and they think, oh, how can I do this thing? Live in the field. Spend your 8-hour time with the cows. Just go with them. Chant Hare Krishna. You don't need anything else. They will take care. And they will give you in return. Who can give you anything without giving? This world is the world of business. You give dadati pratigranati. The cows are not like that. Leave them in the field, they will maintain and return. Just you take care of them, they will give you milk. So the sages, they knew this thing. And over and above, they knew that the cow is meant for the pleasure of Vishnu. That is the key point. Where the demon, they never saw that the cow are meant for pleasure of Vishnu. And there is no use for me. So why should I bother to maintain? There is no use for me. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. You were mentioning Indra, how he ignored Brihaspati, his spiritual master. Do you remember that part? So yeah. So that one particular lecture that Radha Maharaj gave, he was mentioning that the scriptures are meant to parallel our lives to teach us what to do and what not to do. And he was mentioning that Indra has to teach us what to do and what not to do. And Indra has the thankless task of always teaching us what not to do. And so in this pastime, you were mentioning he ignored his spiritual master, and he was committed an offense. But we also hear kind of a similar pastime, many similar pastimes, but one that I could think of is Bhrigu Muni. He also ignored Brahma, his superior, insulted Shiva, and physically attacked Vishnu. But he was inspired by Krishna. And from an external point of view, they both seem to be committing aparads. And so with our intelligence, you were mentioning the difference between intelligence and the heart, the man and the mother. And so with our intelligence, we'll say they're both committing offenses, and then we may have the tendency to spread rumors. But we hear that Lord Chaitanya, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, Radha Bhava Duti Sublitam Nami Krishna Swarupam. That Lord Chaitanya came as Krishna with the mood of Mother Radharani. So it seems like the tendency to use our heart and forgiving can keep us out of a lot
what
of trouble.
What is your question?
That's what my question is, that it seems like in the mood of Radharani, when we use our heart, it keeps us preventing us from committing Vaishnava Parad. So how do we distinguish between these two scenarios, that we don't know what Krishna is orchestrating with different devotees, but two scenarios seem exactly the same, but they're completely different. So what should our mood be? So can you elaborate on that point?
I have a hard time to follow him. You can... He will translate in English. Your English, he will translate for me in English. Indian English.
There is one pastime where Indra has offended Krishna. And it seems like Indra is the anti-hero. He always teaches us what not to do. At the same time, there's another pastime where Bhrigu Muni, who's a Brahmana, he kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. So it is very difficult just by action to understand what is the proper or not. How do we understand what might be Krishna's orchestration? What is Krishna trying to do? Because on one hand and the other, they seem similar, but we know that Bhrigu Muni is when we hear about it and we talk about it differently than the way when Indra did. So how to judge the difference between the two?
Well, here every action has equal and opposite reaction. So whenever Sri Krishna does not interfere, Indra wanted to insult, he insulted. And he got the result. Bhrigu, he was assigned by the sages to test. Nobody could do between Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. There was a big assembly, Narada, everybody was there. And Bhrigu took the challenge because he's more emotional person, he's more outgoing person, he's, you know, part of Lord Shiva. So he took the challenge and he went and he did whatever he did. He found out that, you know, what is Vishnu, what is Brahma, and what is Shiva. He came and gave the result. But by this action, he has lost all his strength of his spiritual life. Because of offenses, he has lost everything. So all these sages were very merciful. They felt pity on him. He begged, what should I do now? This happened. So they gave him one dried stick. He said, the sages in Prayag, he said, you take this stick and wherever this stick becomes green, that is the place that if you perform tapasya and you will get all your strength back. So Bhrigu took that stick. He walked from Prayag, 100 kilometers away, a place on the bank of Ganga is known as Balia. One side is Baksar, other side is Balia, near Varanasi. Balia, the word Balia means the giver of the strength. So when he came to that place, the dried stick became green. So he saw, oh, this is the place to Param Tapasya. And Bhrigu performed tapasya in that place. And the name of that place became Balia, the giver of the strength. And even today, on the bank of Ganga, there is a huge ashram of Bhrigu Muni where he performed tapasya. Many saintly persons reside there. And once a year, there is a big mela. What do you call mela? Mela, kya bole? Fair, nahi. But the different kind of fair, a spiritual fair takes place. And fortunately, by Krishna's mercy, we are getting 10 acre land there. So, a ashram, Ram ashram. So, we are going to start. So, yes. So, whoever does, knowingly or unknowingly, the offenses are offenses. One had to suffer the sequence of the offenses. Whether Indra or Bhrigu. Nobody. And Indra is the servant of Krishna. He is his representative for, you know, taking care of these affairs. Krishna always protected him. But still, he had to suffer the consequences. So is Bhrigu. So let us not be so optimistic that, you know, Radharani or Chaitanya will protect, I can overcome the offenses. All right, we'll stop here. Grantharashtam Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.